KuCoin adds ISO 22301 Business Continuity Certification. KuCoin said on August 11th that it has earned ISO 22301 2019, the international standard for business continuity management systems. The exchange announced the certification on its official X account, framing it as an addition to its existing ISO 27001 and SOC 2 Type 2 credentials under what it calls its trust framework. ISO 22301 measures how an organization plans for, responds to, and recovers from disruptions, from system failures to broader operational shocks. It is a process audit, not a product feature. The certifying body checks that documented recovery procedures exist and that the company can meet defined recovery times when something breaks. The certification covers availability, not custody. ISO 27001 deals with information security. SOC 2 Type 2 examines controls over a monitoring period. ISO 22301 fills a different gap, keeping the service running and getting it back quickly after an outage. Adding it means KuCoin now holds credentials across three separate assurance areas rather than certifying the same ground twice. The claim rests on a single source, KuCoin's own announcement. Certification bodies do not always publish a public register entry immediately, so the auditor and scope are worth confirming as the exchange releases detail. Nothing in the post changes fees, supported assets, or regional availability. The angle for KuCard holders. The KuCard is a Visa debit card tied to the KuCoin exchange balance. It is a custodial product. Funds sit on the exchange, and a purchase converts crypto to fiat at the point of sale in real time. That design makes platform uptime a direct dependency. If the exchange backend is down, the conversion that authorizes swipe can fail too. Business continuity certification speaks to exactly that risk. A card that draws on an exchange balance is only as reliable as the exchange's ability to stay online and recover fast when it does not. A documented recovery standard is a reasonable signal for anyone who plans to lean on the KuCard Visa debit for day-to-day spending, though a certificate describes procedures, not a guarantee that a given outage will be short. The custodial model carries the usual caveat. Certifications address operational resilience, not solvency. Cards that spend from your own wallet remove counterparty exposure entirely. A custodial card like this one does not, regardless of how many audits sit behind it. Context: KuCoin has spent the past year rebuilding its compliance posture after regulatory friction in several markets, including a Philippine SEC ban and an Ontario capital markets restriction that keep the card out of those jurisdictions. Stacking recognized certifications is part of that repositioning. For European users, where the KuCard is currently available, the practical read is modest but real. The exchange behind the card is documenting how it stays online, which matters more for a debit card than for a buy-and-hold account.